You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That make a commitment to become a special Yehudi. So one of the requirement is that he has to make his hair grow. Why?
Just the hair?
No, Chas v'Shalom. That we're not talking about. That's something else. That's different halacha. No, we're talking about Nazir. What's that? You don't. What do you mean you don't know?
Growing the hair.
What?
Nazir.
Talking about hair. Hair.
Why you have to grow his hair?
What's the use?
Why he needs to grow his hair? You know the subject?
If he doesn't grow, what is it?
You look very puzzled.
If he doesn't have hair, it doesn't grow. Can be an Nazir or not?
Yes.
He didn't say in the Haftarah why he has to grow it.
Why jump into Haftarah? You know, we're talking about a very simple subject. Nazir, the Torah says, he has to make his hair grow. That's it. Are you jumping here and there?
It's a hook.
What?
There's no answer to
that. No answer? What do you mean?
Is a certain time limit or just
yes.
Once he starts, he's
going to
stay.
We have Nazir. Nazir, that is Mibetin, like Shimshon. That means the whole life, or the minimum Nazirut is 30 days, but you can choose 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. Yeah, you have a choice.
The only thing is self-desire makes himself look good. So the self-desire, that's why...
The hair makes him look good or not good? So if he's Nazir, he should shave his hair or make it grow?
No, we shouldn't touch it because that is become personal. Now Nazir is blown to have Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so once he doesn't cut his hair, that means he doesn't go after his own desire. That's why. He has to grow his hair.
But at that, not drinking wine, he's limiting himself. So there's a contradiction. In one way, he stops drinking wine. And in the other way, is let his hair grow. So there's a contradiction here. So how does it work?
Huh?
What do you mean don't work?
یه صدقا باکس خالی به من ربایی میدین خواهش کن اون کجا؟ یه صدقا باکس خالی بده به من ببین راضی از یه دفعه یه شی دیگه هم بده میخوام بدم برام آرسیستی یه شی دیگه هم بده صدقا
بده So what happened? Why he has to let his hair grow?
Zil is in the relation with Hashem, and taking knife or sharp object for cutting the hair is not...
He has to do it at the end anyway. When they give him a certificate, he has to do it. He has to shave his hair. The hair, he has to burn it. That's what we learn. No? Yeah.
So what he has to do with not growing it, he shaves it.
That's what we're trying to find out. Look handsome. Handsome!
Just so you know, his hair doesn't grow.
So in one way, he doesn't drink wine. Why? Shouldn't or should?
He shouldn't.
So if he grows his hair, so he should drink wine too at the same time. Why not? So why you let him to grow his hair and he said, no, don't drink wine.
One has nothing to do with the other one.
No?
No.
Why?
Self.
You told me that the hair makes him look more handsome. No?
Yes. If he get a haircut.
But if he's planning to limit himself, to make himself elevated, and improved and more holy, as it says, so now, why in the other hand, he limits himself of drinking wine? You follow?
Yes. Because he used to behave himself. So
behave? Yes. So behave himself in his hair also.
He's behaving
on
the hair, but he's not cutting it.
No! Yeah, and it says it becomes attractive.
With the long hair, it becomes attractive.
Which causes more attraction, with the shaved hair or with the long hair?
Well, somehow it looks. I don't know how, but it makes it more attractive.
Which one? Shaved?
Grow.
Exactly. That's what. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know why, but I look at.
No, that's how it is. Yeah, yeah. Good. So we have a midrash that says in the beginning of the creation, Ibn Shalom, look at his creation, it says, Vaya Hashem Kitob. This is great. So then midrash says, Tov means Yetzer Hara. Tov means Yetzer Hara. Good means your evil inclination. And when Hashem says, Top Me'od, this is Malach HaMavet. When Hashem said, this is fantastic, Hashem meant, this is Malach HaMavet. So Top is Yetzer Hara, and Top Me'od is? Malach HaMavet. What is good about Top? That is Yetzer Hara. What's so good about Yetzer Hara that is Top?
Improve you.
You have Yetzer Hara?
Yes.
You do? If you had Yetzer Hara, you will not come to Mincha. What's good about Yetzer Hara?
To fight with it.
So,
what?
Make
you elevate.
Make you elevate?
Yeah.
What is the ladder? What is it? Yeah. I'd rather Yetzer Tov. You take the Yetzer Hara out, I take the Yetzer Tov.
You don't achieve the. You cannot win, so there is no reward.
No, we say every morning, I don't want to come through the Nisyonot. Don't give me the challenges. I don't want any, fighting with my Yetzer Hara. So what's good about Yetzer
Hara?
So, Yetzer Tov is better. You have Yetzer Tov, you do mitzvah.
There's no challenge.
I told you, you don't have Yetzer Hara. You don't know. If you didn't have Yetzer Hara, you would not be able to receive rewards. The only way that you are able to receive reward is because you have
Yetzer Hara.
So that's why it's top. Because if everything was Yetzer Tov, so there's no challenges. There's no challenges. So now here, the Nazir obviously could have had more control on himself if he would have not a very, very attractive appearance. But here Tratanasha says, just like, obviously, to tell a kid, don't touch the cookies. What's the reaction of the kid? No, no, there's no cookies on the table. Can you tell a kid, don't touch the cookies when there's no cookies on the table? Can you? Huh? So the kid said, where's the cookies? You only can tell the kid to nudge the cookies when the cookie is on the table. The nazir, without any attraction, it's not a nazir. So, Torah says, you want to be a nazir, you have to have challenge. That's it. Master brings the Gemara rings, you know. But here... Well, here we praise Yosef HaTzaddik and two Shulchan Aruch also brings. So one of the questions that is going to be to ask that how we were devoted to our Torah Tana Adusha, that he says that Yosef Mechayev, that means Yosef HaTzaddik is going to come and stand in front of you and tells you, you think you were attractive? Look at me. Look at me. Are they sure? You know what happened when in Mitzrayim, they would climb on the walls to look at Yosef. Mirai says, when the maidens in palace, when they would make in Salat Shirazi, Salat Israeli, when they would look at Yosef, they would cut their hand. Yeah, how attractive he was. They could not take their eyes off of the Yosef HaTzaddik. So, Gemara brings that Yosef Mechayev, that means you don't have any pitchon pei, you cannot say anything. Why? Because Yosef HaTzaddik was so attractive, but still, he was able to hold himself to do the Ratzon of Ribono Shel Olam.
What's the lesson for us?
Well, the lesson here is that if you feel that there are obstacles in your life, that means Hashem loves you. That means Hashem has given you opportunity to be able to overcome the obstacles and then gain reward. That's what the whole point of the Nezirut is all about. And Kal HaKadosh, you should know that Nezirut in life is not just you stay away from the wine. You can be Nazir in your sleeping. You can be Nazir. You can be Nazir in your eating. You can be Nazir how you think about other people. You can be Nazir in your anger.
Yes. So that means you have so many variety of the Nezirut that you are able to become
special, unique, holy person to Ribono Shel Olam. So that means in any step that you take, that
you decide I'm doing some improvement, so then you're able to become
a holy Yehudi, as this Nazir was, for Ribono Shel Olam. You know, God forbid, people that they might feel a little problem with their eye. So what did the doctor prescribe for them?
Eye drops.
Let's say if people that they have problem with their throat and they're coughing, God forbid, not for anyone, what does the doctor prescribe for them? cough syrup. So now, which bottle is bigger, the cough syrup or the eye drop?
The cough syrup.
The cough syrup?
Yeah.
Which is more important, your throat or your eye?
Your eye.
Which one?
Your eyes.
So if your eye is more important than your throat, which bottle should be bigger, the eye drop or the cough syrup? You have two.
It doesn't work. Both doesn't work. Anymore.
But you never thought about this.
Now we do.
Kalakadosh, many times in life, people feel when they become small, they really become small. But it's not true at all. When they decide to limit themselves and let go and forget about it, say, oh, I'm little, I'm stepped on. People, they don't like me. But here, Kala Kadosh, you hear, you learn that look at your eye. They give you a little bottle. Why? Because the eye is much more crucial that it has to get fixed with a little bottle. And then Garon, the throat, they give you another bottle. Another bottle, I'll let you cough, you don't cough, you know, okay, you know, it's not that crucial. But here you have to fix the eye with a little bottle. So that means being a little, it doesn't mean it's little. That means it's the crucial part of your body. The same aspect in life you have to know. That when you limit yourself and you feel a little bit small, that means you become great. Great. But here, no! I'm not going to let it! I'm not going to be stepped on! Why? Here you have to realize that the Ribono Shel Olam is telling you, you're so precious to me, that by being able to just forget about it, let go, you become such a great person. And this gentleman was a simple Yehudi, not Levi, not Kohen, nothing. All of a sudden, he becomes greater than Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol. For Kohen Gadol that enters the Kodesh Kadoshim doesn't mention Nezer Elokav Al Rosho. There's no such a thing. But here, when he decided, you know what? None of this for me. Put everything aside. Kim Nazir. And that's the expectation every Yehudi is demanded to make. You can be Nazir any aspect of your life. Make your ear Nazir. Make your eye Nazir. Make your pen Nazir. You can become Kadosh. Kadosh. And you don't need an Abba that is Kohen or Levi. Our grandfather was Kohen Gadol. Right away, you gain such an elevation. Do it, Kala Kadosh, do it today. Right after Arvit.
Amen.
Come Kadosh. It's an opportunity, and it doesn't cost you nothing. Jewish way. Do it right away. Niske, Shash Baruch Hu Yizkeh.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.